You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Everyone wants to feel safe, in control, and able to trust their own instincts. It's so important, especially as women, and especially when it comes to dating. I get it, and Bumble gets it. They're not just a dating app. They're a connections app built on a foundation of kindness and respect. Bumble has so many tools and resources designed to ensure their community remains a safe space to foster healthy relationships. To learn more, download Bumble and visit their safety and well-being center.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Super Bowl show of the Swolecast. Lots of shows out there that just kind of stop after the regular season ends. Not us. We do one playoff show and one Super Bowl show, or should I say the big game show. So, guys, it's been a while. Davis, I'm kind of surprised that you are here with us because I didn't think you wanted to do any shows.
Yeah, no, everyone knows I hate doing shows after the Kansas City Chiefs put on one of the all-time playoff chokes. I mean, just literally all time. Like, yeah. When Mahomes gets inducted into the Hall of Fame in like 35 years, people are going to bring up how bad he was in that game.
I will say, because we didn't do a show after the Titans loss, and that was tough. That was a tough loss for me. I got my hopes up, like I said, I wouldn't do, and it hurt. And then a week later, I just felt a lot better after the Chiefs lost. So Davis, for whatever it's worth, just know that the Chiefs losing and me going through your timeline was.
So what you feel better because for me, you feel better because the Titans would have gotten boat raced so hard by the Bills or the Chiefs.
Oh no. I think that Patrick Mahomes would have looked even less superstar than he was against that Titans defense. But anyways, I think that you losing was therapeutic for me, and I just want to say thank you for that. Peter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I feel a little rusty. Yeah, has it been a full 3 weeks since we've done a show?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. And I will say the people wanted it. You know, Davis was campaigning for a show, even though you made it pretty clear what the stipulations were going to be. I mean, we all knew there wasn't a show. Davis took it to Twitter, and it was heartwarming to see how many people.
The people really wanted it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, guys, you know, responding to Davis's tweet and validating us is great, but Dan Bach probably doesn't see those tweets, so you actually need to leave those in comments.
DB has me muted for sure.
So, Kitchen, like, put you on the spot here. What are the plans for the Swolecast, you know, going forward? Are people going to get off-season Swolecast?
Yeah, do we want to, like, open up the curtains behind the scenes?
Let's pull them open.
I mean, I think there will be some contract negotiations. You know, we'll sit down and come to the table and take a look at just everyone's – their incentives and try to align them to where they're both mutually beneficial, and see how it goes from there. You know, put in some
contract incentives.
Yeah, contract incentives, maybe like decentives.
Yeah, maybe Davis takes a pay cut, I get a raise, kind of thing.
So,
well, how about a bonus for like Twitter followers for like an exponential amount? Like for every 1,000 people you are above 30,000, you get like an extra $20.
Yeah, I will say that as director of media, I can say there will be some off season shows. Now, what the format will be, how often that will be, who's going to be on those shows?
Well, I think people, wow. I think people really want speculative art tier bullshit on the Smolcast. It's like, that's mostly the feedback we've gotten, is that people really enjoy the dynamic of Tuttle not talking while you talk about on-chain generative art.
I'm not talking to Tuttle until 1:45 Central Time when
we got 10 minutes, boys.
Yeah, when soccer lineups lock, and then he'll be good for a few minutes until they start playing, actually. But yeah, it's been a fun season. What are some things that you think you've learned this season, Peter?
In life,
like, you took a pretty big leap of faith. You know, are you showing your regrets tattoo right now? Or do you think this year has been exactly what you thought it was going to be?
No, I have no regrets. I had a great year. I very much enjoy this lifestyle of just living at my computer and ship posting and talking about fantasy sports and NFTs with my friends online. I mean, I can't complain. I can't complain at all. I think that what makes it hard now is you're like, all right, you feel this, you know, responsibility to make things bigger, go do more, you know, scale things. And then you're like, do I have the energy to, you know, to do that? And Kitchen, I know that's something you deeply resonates with you.
Yeah, Kitchen fights that.
Yeah, you got to watch out for your chickens and you got to watch out for your mentals, like both those things. And it's sometimes hard to balance your chickens with your mentals. So I understand, as an influencer and content creator, that the wheel, it has to keep spinning. But that's why you create evergreen content, Peter, and I think you'll figure it out.
Thank you, Kitchen.
I have faith in you. When you saw like Pat and Denny at the Super Bowl, were you like, like, we should be there. I kind of thought that to myself.
Well, I am going to be there. I'm flying out to the Super Bowl on Thursday, but I did.
You are?
Yeah, Underdog
for
is
what?
Wow. Underdog is they have a house and they want me to go out there and make TikToks with Jack or something.
Wait, this is like DFS house?
NBA,
NBA insider
Jack Settleman.
I think I actually have to sleep outside because the NBA insider gets the entire top floor.
Well, he needs a whole room for his cell phones, and then he needs another room for his broadcast studio, obviously.
Jeremy just ripping my ideas. I had the idea for DFS house back in the day. You remember that?
I've heard you talk about this idea a million times.
Tommy G was gonna be there. like Peter.
Did you see that one of Tommy G's old cohorts got doxxed on NFT Twitter yesterday when they found out that he used to be on Tommy's podcast and now he's getting ripped?
But everyone knew that forever. Like that wasn't a surprise.
Somehow it came to a head yesterday, and now he's not tweeting.
I didn't see this, but I already knew it. He wasn't hiding his identity. Like when you say doxed, they just like connect. They didn't really dox him. They just connected the dots. Like it was
just found.
They just decided to care.
Yeah, they just like people just decided to care. I think maybe because of like the ENS situation or something like that. I don't know. It was just very funny.
Yeah. Well, this show will never get canceled. As long as
Tuttle flies as close to the sun sometimes.
You guys want to talk about race relations? Or?
No.
Yeah, Tuttle, do you have any thoughts on Mike McDaniel self-identifying as biracial?
Yeah, I actually really wanted to talk about this. So I was looking at his history, his ancestry. It checks out.
That's a really
checks out per Tuttle.
Yeah, like we've missed out on a lot of stuff, not just the Titans and the Chiefs losing, but Brady retiring, Rodgers buying a house in Middle Tennessee, the whole coaching Flores, the Bill Belichick sending a
the Bill Belichick boomer tweet, like Bill Belichick signing his tweets BB is it is one of the greatest confirmations of boomerness of our time.
It wasn't Android though, so that wasn't chalk at least.
You guys have done this though, right? Like I feel like everyone's done this, stuck their foot in their mouth by responding to the wrong text.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Only once in my life, in college, I did it to a coworker at the time.
See, back in the day,
talking shit about another coworker.
Yeah. Back in the day, you would have to. There wasn't like a forward, and so you'd have to like copy it and then say forward from. And it was when my wife and I were just dating, and this guy had sent me like a message, and it was kind of a nice message, and I forwarded it to my wife, and I talked about this guy being like from his dad's money, and I said from daddy's money, and I sent it back to that person. And like it wasn't even I didn't have anything against this guy. It was just like how I was just an idiot, and like it's really hard to come back from something like that. Like so I kind of felt for Bill. Like we all been there. However, that wasn't getting broadcast. You know, this is getting broadcast to like 24 people right now. That mistake is getting broadcast to millions upon millions of people.
I had a similar thing in college. Mine was I replied all on a chain. It was one of my on-campus jobs when I was in college, and I thought it was just all of the workers, and I knew like 80% of them, and like it was like a forward on an initial email from our boss, and I didn't think he was on it, and I said like I replied, I was like this fucking guy or something, like he had wanted us to go there. And then everyone's like, you know he's on this chain, right? And I was like, oh god.
So did you play it off like, yeah, I'm just kidding, like, you know?
No,
like,
I just ate the shit. I just like went into his office the next day and like apologized.
I'm sure Davis has done it, but he just doesn't care. He's just like, yeah, whatever.
I'm sure I've done it, but you're right. It has created no impression or memory because I
just
don't care.
I was like, I was mortified in that moment. Like when you realize in that moment that you sent it to the wrong person, it's bad. So anyways, all that being said, stuff is going to probably continue to hit the fan in the off season. And yeah, we'll get Tuttle's takes on that. Tuttle's terrible takes as these lawsuits continue now, as the dominoes start to fall. This is a Super Bowl show, so we're going to talk about some props. We're also going to be discussing kind of who we think is going to win. We were talking before the show, nobody is on the Bengals.
Well, I think the public, you know, your buddy is on the Bengals, like your buddy who watches SportsCenter.
Like the feel good story?
No, I just think it's like Joe Burrow, right? They bought into the cult of personality with Joe Burrow.
So you're saying Barstool, basically.
Yeah. Your buddy yeah. who is like, oh dude, I watched El Presidente's pizza review. Like that buddy is on the Bengals.
Don't pit the Swolecast against.
Yeah, we don't have the dogs for that fight, man.
This actually shows growth because old Davis would pretend like he doesn't know who El Presidente is. And now he's referencing his show.
Well, I know about the pizza bit because when the Business Insider article about him potentially having committed sexual assault came out, the way that the Barstool people showed solidarity with him was by like posting pizza videos. So that's how I know that that's a thing.
So when Kitchen gets canceled, we're all going to post videos of us eating blizzards. Yeah,
I think that seems to be the
Mr. Kitchen.
Okay. Quick game. What would be something Kitchen would get canceled for? It's very fun.
Kitchen doesn't have very much cancelable behavior.
That's why this is a fun game. It has to be like an NFT scam of sorts.
Yeah. I don't think, yeah, you're right. Kitchen pumping some super dead bag, and like the bag is like really objectionable or something.
Yeah.
What if it comes out that like the Mooncat founders have actually been paying Dave under the table? Yes. You know, and he 100%. Had disclosed it.
It was organic. It was organic. Did you see though? The other night I did, I think it was during the Pro Bowl. I did create my first Mooncat accessory. It's a Blizzy. It's called a Moon Blizzy, and it'll be out this week. Only 10 are going to be available. I'll have one of them. So get them for your standing pose Mooncats.
Wait. This is like fan art that you're making and then selling the others?
So the thing about, as you
I
know,
can't believe I just asked this.
I
immediately regret it.
Let me tell you. So the Mooncats were on chain. And as you know, the ERC-998 with Ethereum is that you can create with the Mooncats, you can create other accessories to come to basically accessorize your existing Mooncats. So it's almost like an eBay for your existing NFT. So anybody can create it. So I've created this Blizzard.
Are you fast gassing for the Cool Cats pets later or
no? Mm-mm. No, I do appreciate I got some airdrop tokens. I really hope that trend continues. And I don't know if you guys have heard, but the ape token is coming out. And
so you're hoping that'll be a repumping of your bags because you are a mantor and a seller.
No, because the theory is it's a hot topic. The theory is they might give a little bit of a taste to anyone that has ever owned Bored Apes. And so I'm hoping that Soccer Dave gets just a little bit of a taste.
Just wet his beak, just a little bit there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you saw, obviously, Roto Grinders were not having the Super Bowl weekend party postponed again because of COVID, but we are having some other contests like the prop sheet. And one of the props, I didn't even write this because I would never, because it hurts too much, but it's like the price of Bored Apes, will it be over 100 ETH after the Super Bowl?
So they like just the copied. They just copied Herm's Meyer's article idea.
Yeah, well, I think it came out before that. Jimino posted that question before that. But like, there is a very, very, very high chance that we can hear you, producer Sosa
out here talking shit about Dave in the background.
But when we see dancing Bored Apes on the Super Bowl halftime show, it will be a weird moment for me. Like, I don't know.
Supposedly it's not happening now.
I bet the no on that one. I think I got it at like plus 170. Props.
Yes. But Coinbase could do an NFT commercial.
And if they do that, man. People are got to be hating this right now because I'm hating this.
This stuff is the biggest, you know, buy the rumor, sell the news. I mean, the top for Dogecoin was when Elon said it on SNL, like the literal top. This stuff is only bad for the bags.
Yeah, people are just looking to flip. But Davis, you're the one to ask about the pets. So you started this whole thing. Anyways, let's move on. Back to the Super Bowl, what we think is going to happen. Peter, I'm sure you've been really kind of mulling over props, single game stuff. How is the game going to play out in your mind?
Yeah, I think this game is going to be more gross than people want it to be. If I were a betting man, DYOR, NFA, I'd probably be taking the under.
No free alpha.
I guess the one wrinkle for me too is I guess they're saying Cam Akers is his shoulder isn't an issue. If it's not and he's good to go, I mean, both these teams want to establish it more than anything. And I think that's where the public has things wrong, you know, where everyone's on Joe Cool. They want them to throw for 500 yards. That every, you know, Cooper Kupp is getting bet to score a touchdown more than people are betting even the spread for this game. I mean, we're going to see Cooper Kupp's yardage prop get outrageous by Sunday. So I think everyone.
I saw 90% of tickets on Cooper Kupp's yardage prop are over. I saw someone tweet that today.
Yeah. So that's going to keep creeping up. So I do think everyone who's just hoping for this, you know, repeat of the Bills Chiefs game here is going to be greatly disappointed.
I agree. I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a blowout, number one. And that Cincinnati is just not going to score very much. Like it's going to be the under, it's going to be.
Well, they haven't even been good. They haven't even been good in the playoffs.
So like they have, I think you're just going to see that like, Kev Cole has already convinced me that like Burrow is basically Joe Flacco. And I'd already, people know if they listen to the show, that first playoff show that we did, I predicted the Rams to win the Super Bowl. They were my kind of outside pick before they even played the Bucks or Arizona. So I already think they're going to be really good. And it's a great story that Cincinnati's there. I just think this defense is going to eat up Joe Burrow. If you think what the Titans did was bad, like they had to have like a terrible game out of Tannehill just to lose that game. This game is going to be is even worse for Cincinnati. So that's my take. Tuttle, it's 150. So what's your take on the game?
Yeah, let me turn the volume off of this Man City game real quick. No, I told you pre-show. I'm scared that I don't like having the same takes as Kitchen here. And it almost scares me even more that we're all on the same.
Everyone has this take. I have yet to see someone in like our little sphere of nerddom be like, you're all overrating Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and Cooper Kupp, and actually the Bengals are going to get it done. And I think part of it is that everyone thinks Zach Taylor is a moron and a coward. And that's got to be a big part of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, McVay kind of is too. If they jump to a lead, it's going to get.
They're really both low, cowards. Which is what
you said. Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe the best angle would be I like the unders, which is what Pete was saying too. But yeah, I'm on the Rams. I think they win big. I think it's interesting then. Oh, like it's so hard to channel out the like nerd community that we know from the bigger picture. Like, is what we're thinking the chalk, or is it?
Well,
like,
well clearly it's not.
Is it Burrow's the chalk or Parsons Sports? Are they the chalk?
If the line is holding at 4, it can't possibly be. It would have gotten to 5.5. Yeah.
What
is Mattress Mac on?
I think he did play. So, but
let's see, all right. I can't even believe I'm Twitter searching it. Bengals yes. Money line.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. All right. Cool. We're good to go now. Now I feel better. But DFS
people
want
to bet with their heart though too. Like they want the Bengals to win.
Yeah, they're the better story for sure.
Yeah.
So I get that. But DFS wise, I think this is still kind of a DFS show. DFS wise, I think it's just like throw the onslaughts in there because those are still going to be underutilized. So those, you know, 5-1.
Well, this is actually of all the potential teams that could have made the Super Bowl, this is the most interesting one from a game theory perspective, because these are the two teams that use auxiliary players the least of any team in the NFL. The Bengals have wide receiver snaps for the Bengals. Other than their main three guys, they've got like 10 combined snaps in 3 playoff games. Skoronek has 1 target in the playoffs. The Rams barely even use a second running back, though. I guess maybe Daryl Henderson coming back does add a little bit of a wrinkle, but basically P. Ryan is 2,400 on DraftKings for showdown. And he's actually going to have to be stone chalk. If you look at the way lineup construction works, so like get Cup, Chase, quarterback lineups, and then, you know, your Bryson Hopkins, your Ben Skoronek, your Trent Taylors or whatever.
Well, yeah, they priced Blanton up too.
If you are a GPP bro, you're going to have to be playing these guys with 0 median fantasy point.
Okay. So here's my question, because some of these GPP contests, as we know, extremely top heavy. Anyone interested in creating a few full siege lineups, if you know what I mean?
Who's your fighter?
Like predicting an injury.
Who is the
narrative around that injury?
Who's the Rams backup quarterback? Is it Wolford?
Bryce Perkins and Wolford?
We already think it's going to be a low scoring game, right? Yeah, so why are we betting on an injury to start? And then after the injury to happen, they have to come in and actually put up right. know, double digit fantasy points.
But this is not a high probability play. This is a very, very small probability thing that has happened like once in the past three or four seasons.
It was a couple times this year because Josh Jackson for the Jets came in for Mitch White. Josh Johnson. There we go. Yeah. And then there was one other one. Who was the other backup quarterback that did it? Actually, not too long ago. It has happened a couple times, but no, I'm not interested.
I mean, don't you guys think the way to extend that point about these teams not using the ancillary pieces, there not being a ton of viable guys, this is going to push the field toward using the kickers in defenses way more?
All-time chalk kicker defense.
Because that's always the decision with kickers and defenses is like, can they outscore, you know, the scrubs that are priced around them? And people are going to look at these other scrub names and be like, nah, I'll just play Evan McPherson. Every time I turn on the TV, he's drilling a 60-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Rams captain. Can I get some love?
I mean, isn't Rams DST going to be like the highest owned DST captain of the playoff? I mean, at least of like the last 20 slates.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
The pricing
is just unbelievably low. Is the
problem. I think Bengals captain is way better from a game theory perspective and dupe perspective.
They certainly have gotten lucky on some of these past two games. So Davis, how does your cash strategy differ from your GPP strategy this week?
I'm not playing.
I'm playing GPP.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
I haven't played cash in the playoffs at all.
Personal growth right here we're seeing.
Yeah, I should for sure.
I should double down on the cash game bit, but for Super Bowl week. Set your showdown cash game.
Well,
there's gotta be like a super obvious lineup.
Yeah, like how many last second donkey lineups will we see like in cash contests is my question.
I will never know. I will never be in those streets to find out.
It's probably like double kicker, Blanton, probably cup captain.
Okay, so if Blanton's chalk, he's a terrible play. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, he is. No, this is actually, this will be pretty close to a mega dupe lineup. Cup captain, double kicker, Blanton, Stafford, Higgins. That looks... like
Davis,
be...
can we catch your cash show for people that want more on your Patreon?
No, I'm not. I'm not playing cash for the Super Bowl. I mean, like 3 years ago, I would have. Like I played cash when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl that year.
How rich.
Well, the games used to be soft, bud, but now everyone just clicks optimize and plays the same team.
All right. What are some like off the wall props that you guys are liking out there?
Over 2.5 players throw pass attempts. Johnny Hecker.
Okay.
23 career pass attempts for Hecker. Boyd has a pass attempt this year. Beckham has a pass attempt this year.
Pete.
I mean, off the wall, I'm kind of just like a plus EV grinder, you know, so I don't mess around with that kind of those bullshit stuff like that.
Agree completely.
Let me see. I can look at some of the stuff I've bet so far.
Like, what color do you think the Gatorade is going to be?
Well, I did tell you, I bet at +170, will any Bored Ape Yacht Club character make an appearance during the halftime show broadcast? I smashed the no, and they limited me at $50.
Wow.
Got it in too good.
Will we see a picture at all during the game? If you're not limiting it just to halftime?
Yes, because there's going to be a crypto.com ad. I mean, I think other than the one that they have of Matt Damon that plays all the time.
I think they'll show a tweet from Bieber.
Well, I think FTX is going to have an ad as well. And that will definitely have, you know, something non-fungible in it almost for sure. So
as long as many
people are saying this is going to be the crypto Super Bowl.
As long more as I keep Gronk in the Navy Federal Credit Union ads, that's all I care about.
Huddle, prop line free here. Snoop Dogg to smoke on stage. Yes, even money, no -130.
I said no, but I think that's probably, I don't know.
Even money for him. Like the brand is so strong when you're on the national stage and expected to light up.
What'd you guys put as the song you think they'll help? First song they'll play.
Are you talking California. About the Better Collective? I'm waiting until I have the most possible information to fill that out. So I actually don't know yet.
I did California.
I did California love too. Tuttle, yeah. You and I are on the same.
Dude, I mean that just makes
it's
so
in
much.
California. It's a gift. Yeah. So I'm not going contrarian on that.
There's so many performers for this. I feel, you know how like the normal style is just, you know, medleys, right? Where they do like, you know, 30 to 45 seconds of their most popular song. I feel like everyone's going to have like 15 seconds for their song to like rotate through everybody's hits in enough time.
What's your favorite ever halftime show ever?
I mean, they've all been bad, but Janet Jackson
Nip Slip. I mean, that was a formative experience in my youth.
I expect that out of Tuttle.
I mean,
what was the most recent Nip Slip? There was a recent one.
I don't know. I just want to say that Katy Perry's walking, like riding the tiger.
Oh, left shark.
Left shark. Yeah.
The only ones I even remember off the top of my head before like really thinking about it were Janet Jackson and Travis Scott.
As far as memorable, I mean, just last year, who was it? The meme with The Weeknd? Like, that became an iconic meme for, I mean, that meme didn't die for about 6 months. Like, that was pretty good there.
I love how you said, as far as memorable, who was it? putting those back-to-back statements on there. All right. What are some, like, real props that you like? Davis, what are some real props that you like that you bet?
Odell Beckham over 67 and a half receiving yards. Odell Beckham 25-1 Super Bowl MVP. Troy Reader. This is Sammy Reed's Gold Star lead pipe lock defensive prop. Troy Reader over 5.5 tackles. He is their, you know, Mike linebacker for 90% of the snaps or whatever. And 5.5 tackles is really low.
Okay. Let's say Troy Reader, bunch of tackles, interception for a touchdown. Super Bowl MVP, Troy Reader.
Any defensive player who scores a touchdown is, I mean, we have a former Super Bowl MVP defensive player in this game. And actually, I went back and looked at it. There have been more defensive players to win Super Bowl MVP in the last 15 years than offensive skill position players, I believe. Really? Julian Edelman. I believe Julian Edelman is the only offensive skill position player to win an MVP in the last 15 years. Because that was one of the worst Super Bowls of all time. I mean, that was an unwatchable football game.
Yeah, this is the game too, because of the big names, big defensive names.
Well, and
do the MVP anymore? Do they still vote, like half of it's voting or whatever?
I think it's all voting from people in the stadium. From journalists there. The interesting thing about this Super Bowl is that I don't think either Stafford or Burrow are in the category of like Mahomes, Brady, Russell Wilson, where like their team wins, they get Super Bowl MVP, right? Like Damian Williams should have won Super Bowl MVP, but it went to Mahomes because he's Mahomes. I assume Brady won the MVP last year. I don't remember. I didn't make it to the end of that game, but I don't think Stafford and Burrow are in that category. So I think like Kupp could win. Chase could win, defensive player could win way more than with, you know, an average Super Bowl.
Kupp has to have all the targets, all the catches for him to win, I think.
I think 8 for 150 and a touchdown. If Stafford has 273 and 2 touchdowns, I think Kupp can still win it.
So over half of his yards.
I like the defensive angle though.
Yeah, I think just like blind betting, like random, like what's Eric Weddle? Probably 100-1. I mean, it's a terrible number, but it's a good little sweat.
He's actually Bovada has him 2,500.
I'm gonna bet that. I'll bet that with you, Tuttle.
let's not mention offshores on this show, guys. We work with legalized sportsbooks here at the Soulcast.
Yeah, true. Let's.
Although I get the I'm still in a state that doesn't allow betting. I know. So I get the
you're 30 minutes away though, right?
Yeah, it's just not. I mean, it's
for the Super Bowl. It's not worth like driving over to state line.
It's fun, but it's a little bit of a hassle. And also something I left out of, I think I told this story. So,
oh boy, here we go.
So a few weeks ago, my, my father, got really ill, had sepsis, all that. And, wanted to go on a little bit of a drive to clear my head. So it was kind of that, but then I also found myself driving to go place a bet and, smoked a deer on the way back. And that's given me the yips. So the last time I've driven to place a bet, I smoked a deer.
I don't remember the story. I would have remembered this.
He told this to us.
It might have just been in chat. It might not. I don't think it was on a online.
Was it?
I got a little bit of the yips on driving to
Tuttle play. Doesn't hang out, or Kitchen doesn't hang out in our chat anymore.
No, he's finally back.
He got the ambition to
fire up the old computer or whatever it was.
Yeah, I like watching Wiggins tilt Davis. Just all day. Like anyone that can make Davis tilt just by using basic logic, I really appreciate. So Davis lets him get to him all day long, and that's worth the price of admission right there. All right, Peter. Actual props that you were looking at?
Most of the stands I've been taking have just been shorting Cam Akers. Just a little spooked with his shoulder. It sounds like Darrell Henderson's going to be activated. They've been using Sony Michel a decent amount around the goal line. So I've done some Sony Michel anytime TD score props. I've done unders on Cam Akers rushing stuff at 64 and a half yards. I'm just kind of not as bullish on bell cow Cam Akers in this spot.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I think that's the consensus here. And I think, like, DFS wise, betting wise, whatever. DFS wise, I think Rams running back situation is where, like, if you predict that right, that's where the leverage is, I think, in it, DFS wise.
Right. Henderson is 1600.
Yeah, if you think he gets in, if he gets mixed,
or if he's
in
just the passing down back, if he's just the third down back,
that's the
on FanDuel.com. Sony Michel's really cheap.
He's better on the half point PPR.
Yeah, but here's the thing too: like, people don't like playing the double running backs, and I'm typically against it. But FanDuel.com. With how cheap Sony is, I don't mind playing Akers and Sony together over there.
Well, and it's probably like that's going to be a D duper for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
A D duper.
Yes.
I like that. Hey, don't dupe me, bro. Is now here's how you can stay D duped with Davis's DFS showdown tips. A lot of people will use two running backs from the same team to stay deduped, but have you tried all three?
Have you tried all three?
Cam Akers, Darrell Henderson, Sony Michel lineups. You won't be duped.
So, Peter, what's going on in LA? Like, how long are you going to be there?
I'm getting out there Thursday night, flying back Monday morning. I'm not going to the game, at least as of now. I think they're just flying out.
Is there a possibility that you're will go to the game?
I mean, I've been thinking about an impulse purchase. The tickets are down. It was like they were like $6,500 a week or so ago. I think I saw Field Yates do a sponsored ad today for Tick Pick saying it's down to $5,000. I don't know. It is kind of tempting to just liquidate like an NFT and say I traded that NFT to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll see, but they Jeremy rented a suite house there. So I think we're going to have just a good setup to watch the game there probably. And just doing videos, live streams. I don't know. Maybe we'll go check out Radio Row a little bit on Friday. But yeah.
You're not going to be at FSTA next week?
No, I don't. I didn't even know about it. Is that in Vegas?
Mm-hmm. It's FSGA, Dave?
FSGA. Yeah. It's FSGA.
No,
just so
I am
to FSTA.org.
Yeah, unless better collective.
Jeremy's gonna be there.
Us. Okay,
Nick's gonna be there. Dan Bach, David Kitchen, Noto's gonna be there. So
I try to I'm so sick of Vegas. I've been like 20 times in the last 6 or 7 years. I just anywhere but Vegas. It's rough out there.
It is.
I will go anywhere other than Vegas. I went to the one FSGA, FSWA, whatever it was in Tampa. That was fun.
Yeah. That's when you were like star hunting.
No, Silva. God. And now Silva, how things have changed. I get updates from Daigle that Silva gets drunk at night and watches old randomizer streams. So, you know. He's my number one fan.
Is TickPick like a new app?
No. Didn't they first start doing something with Jack? Like,
yeah,
it's a very adventurous name that could go wrong a lot of ways.
And then I saw Schefter tweet about it like last week. Guess Phil Yates tweeting about it this week.
Well, Tuttle, did you hear about Adidas Super Bowl ticket platform called TitPick?
No, stop.
Dave doesn't even get it, bro.
I have a Twitter account, bro. I do get it.
So. Surprised you had time to check with how busy you are at the office.
Well,
Dave makes times for
it's
tits.
A promoted ad. It's a promoted ad, but yeah.
The last time Jeremy Levine, I had a friend go to a party that Jeremy Levine threw. And I got a text that said I might do coke for my friend that was there. Said I might do cocaine with Tommy G. so get prepared. I shouldn't have thrown Jeremy's name out there in that context. That was not on Jeremy at all.
Tuttle, I might send you a text.
Party were not acting in good faith.
I'll send you a text from this weekend, Tuttle, that says, I'm about to do Los Dos Tequila with NBA insider Jack Settleman.
Love it.
I have a question. Is Jack just making this stuff up, or does he have someone like
he had?
Because I mean,
I can tell you exactly what it is just by his tweet. I know Pete knows him, Nora, and he actually knows the story, but you can tell by his tweet he has somebody that he talks to about it.
Yeah.
But it's not like anything that isn't already out there or like really, really secretive.
Like the guy who makes the Brooklyn Nets protein smoothies after practice is like passing this on.
Whereas yep. I do have a legit source with the Titans. I'm 2 for 2 on these calls. I predicted Tajay Sharp to Atlanta a week before he was there. And then I also just predicted Tim Kelly would join the offensive staff. A week before he was hired onto the Titans. So I do have a legit source.
Does your source ever say to you, hey, Kitchen, I know you have this massive platform of football news hungry fans. Can you wait to hold off leaking this until it's a dud deal?
No, they, because it is the spouse that I'm getting information from. And it's almost like they enjoy being in the like the news break with me. Like they want me to get all of the credit for this because like
amazing.
They can get a little bit of the credit
from daddy's money to daddy's news leaks.
No, this one reeks of like friend and ticket sales
for Jack.
He's got like a friend and ticket sales or something.
I thought I did ask him, and I think I already I think he's like going on Reddit or something too with like Reddit rumors and then like sourcing it around.
Is a dangerous brand jump for Jack because I don't know how you follow up on this. Like good for you. You got your one big retweet, but like, what do you do after this? Like, what's your follow-up act for this?
Well, Jack is like ADD, like, right. Like he goes from one thing to the next and he's, like to his credit, he does good at it. Like he does exactly what he wants to, and he's getting followers. And I think he's just like he's very good at hype.
Wasn't there a kid who tried to play this game a while back? NBA Insider.
It was the Lakers guy. I don't even remember it was Kawhi Leonard. He said Kawhi Leonard is joining. Kawhi Leonard is going to be joining the Los Angeles Lakers to join LeBron James, and he got bullied off of Twitter.
He got eaten alive
because people were like, how do you know this? Are you sure? And every time someone would say something, he'd be like, my source is 100%, no doubt, immutable. It's happening. Kawhi Leonard will be a Laker. And obviously that did not happen.
I just got an idea. We should create a video for Jack that is in the CSU unabated format.
PowerPoint slides.
Yes. That video was absolutely absurd.
NBA insider and then show his Twitter quote tweet.
Oh my.
Social influencer. I mean, there could be so much you could do with that video.
That video too, as someone who first started editing videos in iMovie, like I know an iMovie edited video, the second I see it, where it only has like three options for font, and they didn't even go to the second or third ones.
Trajan
Pro font with the page flip transitions.
They got all the sharpest people in sports betting, just nobody that can do anything design wise.
Pan and zoom on Pete with the with Tiger and Cuban, like, oh man, that was good.
The king of networking at the table.
I mean, that's true. Peter is.
He is the best networker I've ever met. 100%.
Yeah, but we also like to put that on the it almost like was like a conference, like a Silicon Valley show, like a conference, like promo video that you see.
Pete's the only one that could get away with that. Like if any of us had a video.
Oh no, we get roasted. We would be done.
But yeah, when you see it for Pete, it's just like, that's just Pete, me and Pete. Yeah.
Notable moon cat holder. All right. I think that's it for today's show, unless you guys have anything else.
You don't want to build a lineup for the
people? I was going to say we could build a showdown lineup, or we could talk about the Top Shot pack drop that got messed up the other day because they forgot to click randomize on their Excel spreadsheet.
I mean, we have tons of stuff we could talk about that's happened in the past 3 weeks. Like if you guys want to talk about like Bob Saget dying, like we could talk about that too.
Well, I don't know if that's particularly topical, but I thought
Top Shot stuff.
The Top Shot thing is interesting because had this happened 9 months ago, the pitchforks would have been out on Twitter. I mean, everyone would have been tweeting about this, and
the pitchforks are out, dude. They're out.
I haven't seen anyone tweet about this. I spent money on Top Shot this morning. They messed
up. I think you're not deep in the like Zakarian always sends me the tweets of like, I mean, deep in the Top Shot like Twitter weeds, like these people are still crazy, man. It just doesn't bubble up into our circle anymore.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's a good thing. They are, Top Shot is built despite basically continually fucking up at every turn for a year. They have built this.
I wouldn't say every turn, but this was a very unfortunate one. Like
they're still in beta too. Things. So, I mean,
yeah. I mean, look, no one is more like incongruent. I can't.
Do it.
Incongruently bullish on Top Shot than me. Like I love Top Shot, but this mistake is like unbelievable, and I like just refunding is like not enough. Like,
did you see on Club Top Shot last night? So MBL had gotten airdropped a few of the KD elite packs, and so we were opening some of those up. Like I had gotten mine in the queue, and I just got like the super normie pack. He got an MGLE in every one of his KD elite packs. Like, we just got to stop opening, because he had like six packs, some airdrop for various like collector sets or whatever. I was like, all right, you're done.
Yeah, because he has all the sets completed.
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, because he's like a big. I mean, he's the biggest
bull maxi
Top Shot. Yeah.
Except somehow not a member of the Nine Lives Lounge.
Yeah, I know. It's tough scenes for him. But I will say, Davis, when Darius Garland made the All-Star team, how happy were you for that?
His price on Top Shot did not move an inch. So it did not matter to me.
Your particular moment did not, because it's already kind of priced up.
My moment is listed. And the day that it sells is going to be one of the better days of my life.
Not the worst day of your life? Not the,
no, because I rank my Darius Garland purchase as the dumbest financial transaction of my life.
But my thing is, it wouldn't have mattered who you bought at that moment. You bought at the top.
If I would have bought like a John Morant
MGLE for like, I think it was like 12 or 15. Like, I mean, it was a lot. Like, I consolidated a lot to buy that. Like, it didn't matter what you were buying. Anything you're buying at that, in that moment, was going to lose some value.
Maybe the Trae Young Genesis moment was worse. Maybe that one was stupider.
So I can't believe Pete got us on that.
was Pete the originator of that?
No, Dave was.
No, I just looked up Davis's tweet just for old time's sake. We're coming up on the year anniversary of that tweet. February 23rd. This is the saddest day of my life. Tyler Hero moment sold for $30,000.
The one time a month that I log on to Top Shots, I go look at that moment to see if any sales have happened on it. No,
because everyone is rightfully bullish on it. No one wants to list it. People are just holding it because it's going to be $100,000 moment eventually.
ETH up to 3258. Just got an alert. All right.
I wonder if Hermsmeyer is going to tweet that it's a good day to sell today.
But no, I mean, I feel good because the things that I pumped like a year ago are still pretty much going strong. Bored Apes, Mooncats, Darius Garland.
You had so much.
What about the NFT boxes?
You know, we got rugged on that.
Saving some of those pills or whatever they were.
But here's the thing. It's almost like I've learned some valuable lessons in the NFT space. It's not just about one individual. Like it's not, especially if that one individual is named Pranksy. Because I thought that he had enough common sense to understand, like, if you have Genesis keys, you don't bottleneck another month's box to render the Genesis keys absolutely useless.
What you're saying is it's more about the community.
Yeah, it's about historical projects that are fully on chain.
Historical on chain generative art.
Peter, would you agree?
I think we should build a showdown lineup before we lose our dwindling. Yeah,
I think we've already lost everybody.
Yeah, the speculative art here.
Everyone bullshit. Who commented that I was a coward for not doing that show. Now they're like, okay, I see why. Like, I understand. Okay, so DraftKings.com.
If the pain was fresh, it would have been a really good show. If we would have done a show after the Titans loss or after the Chiefs loss, it would have been really good.
I mean, this is an incredible opportunity. We do have the 20K final football face-off presented by Jack Daniels. Free roll. You do have to be 21 or plus to enter an illegal resident of the 50 states. But, I mean, we got to do it for the people.
Yeah. All right.
Pete gets to pick the captain.
Pete.
Wow. All right. T. Higgins, alpha play, captain.
Aren't you worried, bro? Aren't you worried about Jalen Ramsey?
Is Jalen Ramsey covering all three Bengals wide receivers now?
So my yes. Galaxy, this is my Galaxy brain take, is that you can put Jalen Ramsey on Chase, and maybe he'll do a good job relative to what an average corner would do, but Chase still might burn him a little bit. But if you put Jalen Ramsey on T, all due respect to T. Higgins, it is an easier assignment. T. Higgins runs deeper down the field, so those are kind of low percentage throws anyway. I think you can kind of erase side of the field with Jalen Ramsey on T and then do the safety over the top on Chase, like kind of the shaded double coverage. So my big brain thing is that T might get blanked here.
Don't FUD my captain.
I have no idea if it's going to happen, but that's my big brain take.
He's either getting zero or 40.
Sounds like pretty a nice proposition for a 46,000 proposition free roll. So, all right, who's next?
Davis, you can be next.
We'll take Joe Burr to pair with T and the captain. Yeah, you struggling, Dave?
Kitchen's upset because he wanted to do Brandon Allen.
Yeah.
I just think this is going to, I think this is going to be rough for Cincinnati, but maybe this wins me $1 million and I'm just completely okay.
Well,
with it.
All right. It's 1,000 up top, Kitchen.
Let me see what I want to do.
De-dupe us, bro.
Yeah, we need the D-dupe.
I'll try. So they're, again, we talked about it. They're going to be popular, but maybe less popular with the Cincy stack. So we'll go Rams defense here to try to de-dupe us a little bit.
That is a good de-duper because some people will build their set with no QB versus DST.
Yeah, I mean, this is a spot too where
pick six probably makes Joe Burrow's expectation better.
Yeah, and we saw the Titans, I mean, put up points and still,
yeah,
you know, get nine or whatever sacks it was.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with a guy that I think is just going to absolutely crush. I just don't think you can stop him. Cooper Kupp. I know he's 11,600, but this is just an auto play. Like, this is the free square. You don't fade this guy.
Good Kitchen. Stuff, Dave.
I hadn't even considered him in my lineups, but now that you say it. Now that Dave is...
just lock him into 100% of your lineups and thank me later. I want all the tweets on Sunday.
Here comes the Riyad Mahrez penalty kick, Davis.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
I said don't save it for the show, guys.
We almost made it.
Just okay, gifted a PK.
Let's go with Peter.
Let's see here. Okay. Let's go with my anti-Cam Akers take. Let's go with some Sony Michel here.
Well, we are going to be successfully deduped here.
Yeah, we're going to leave money.
We're going to leave a bunch of salary, and if we're not playing Chase and we are playing Burrow, we got to play. We got to
Brandon
Allen. Boyd here. No, we got to play Boyd here.
double QB is double the way double, to go.
Burrow gets hurt in the first at half.
He gets hurt in the 2 minute drill in the first half. The game goes into overtime. And...
Bro, just think of what if you were able to capture all the points from the quarterbacks on the same team. You don't even have to guess which one.
That is a de-duper. Joe Burrow plus Brandon Allen may not be duped at all in the $1 million contest.
All right.
All that matters.
We should see. So this is actually a good guy.
Yeah, it is.
Guy, Davis?
Tyler Boyd.
This lineup tells a legitimate story and is probably de-duped.
It does tell a story.
Yeah, this is actually solid.
Probably tells the wrong story, but it's a story nonetheless. So 2,600 left over. Yeah, sure. All right. Final thoughts. Davis, if you could just focus for, we just got 2 minutes, bud. If you could just
I gotta check the score, bro.
I know. If you could just focus up
Riyad Mahrez
for two.
I mean,
why can't Phil Foden take those? You know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
So my final thought is I don't really care about this Super Bowl because the only Super Bowls that are legitimate are the ones that Patrick Mahomes plays in, and I probably won't remember this game. And I'm really upset at the Cincinnati Bengals and really upset at Andy Reid for engineering a game plan that allowed Patrick Mahomes to have a 1.4 QBR in the second half and overtime against the Bengals, because this is not the game that we should be talking about. We should be arguing about Mecole Hardman right now. Oh, and
this is
honestly
so sad.
This
is like the saddest final thought from you I've seen.
It's just, who cares? Like, who wants to see these teams in the Super Bowl? This is not what we signed up for.
I don't hate it because regardless,
and
either
this game
Stafford
is gonna suck,
or
and
Burrow
these coaches
is
going to
win a Super Bowl, and that's cool. Like, that's cool that one of them is going to win a Super Bowl.
You know what? Fair enough.
All right. Tuttle?
I'm just happy that we were able to do the show. Yeah. Love doing this. Researched a lot before the show. And, you know, I'm going to take a stance on Cam Akers here. Everybody else is saying Cam Akers is dust. Sony Michel is going to come in. Daryl Henderson's going to come in. Cam Akers, throw him in the captain spot, throw him in your MVP spot on FanDuel.com, play Sony Michel with him. I don't care. Cam Akers gets it done.
All right.
Peter, final thoughts?
Yeah. You know, if Better Collective Brass reviews this tape and decides not to greenlight us for any more off-season shows, I just want to say, you know, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Mm. Yeah. That's how I feel about Bored Apes. All right. That will do it for the Super Bowl show. Leave us a comment and YouTube or our podcast, or send us a tweet. If we've helped you out at all this year, let us know. We want to hear it. If we've hurt you in any way, let us know. We still want to hear it. And for that, we will make amends this off season. We'll have a few shows. I'm not sure what the schedule is going to be, but we'll be around. And that's, I can promise you, that's my promise to you. So on behalf of Davis, on behalf of Tuttle, on behalf of Peter and producer Sosa back there making it all happen, I'm Soccer Dave. We'll see you next time here on the Swolecast and RotoGrinders.com.